Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down. The night
shift. All right, so say what you will about the music of Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Let's get into a few minutes of monster music. Songs that debuted on the charts this week. We start with this week in 1985. This song called Night Shift came on at number 58. Eventually became a number one song. Lionel Richie, the Commodores, and Night Shift, Richie.
They had that big tribute to him on the Grammys the other night. They had some big stars up there singing Lionel Richie songs. And then they pulled him out of the crowd, out of the audience, and he finished up.
What, were they expecting him to die or something? Why do they have a tribute for him?
You know, it was a little because they did the David
like
Bowie
on your
thing.
Way out. Yeah.
And then the Glenn Frey thing. But actually, they did Lionel Richie, then Glenn Frey, then David Bowie.
Who's dead or almost dead? They didn't have a special tribute to the music of Judge Scalia?
No, they didn't do anything.
Didn't do
anything. But, it was nice. Lionel Richie was nice. He looked good. He sang good. Yeah. It was fun to watch. But at the end of it, he was like, that's how you do it.
What's the story with his daughter, Nicole? You ever hear about her anymore? She used to hang around with that other
kids, family. I think she's more focused on
needed
her family.
Needed to have a hamburger or some sushi or something. Okay, so that was the first song we pay attention to, a debut tune. Here's one that debuted in this week. 1986 is the year.
Do you remember this song before you hear it?
No.
You're going to love it.
Yes, I do. Now I do. I just remember it was done by Level 42. I remember the song. Something About You debuted at number 85. This week, 1985, went up to number one. Took 7 weeks to get there. You remember, everybody remembers this song.
Good
Don't you
stuff.
Remember this song?
Yep.
That's a good pop song. About you, baby. Good dance. Kind of almost a survivor of disco in a way.
It's that Brit pop punk
invasion. The Wham sound. Okay, speaking of what goes on with British influence, next song debuted on this date, 1987, a combo you wouldn't have picked out of the stars, George Michael with Aretha Franklin. That's another really good pop song. I Knew You Were Waiting. Crank it up, Richie. Made it to number one. It took 9 weeks to get it. No, where's Aretha on this?
She's been singing all through it.
And she still got it.
She's
80 something now. She's in the low 80s. Yeah, she lost a lot of weight. She needed it because she had a brush with heart disease and could have taken her out, but she lost about 100 pounds. So that was good. Lady Aretha, Lady Soul, with George Michael. How the two of these guys got together is beyond me, but somebody put them together and the sound sounded great. So let's see, that's the number three song in our list of debut charters. Next song was from this week in 1988, George Harrison. Very good song. Started number 58. Anything these guys touched, obviously, was going to be good. Let's see when it gets into, there's a part in here, Richie, that kind of winds it up. Let's see if we can get to it. There. VIP is VIP, says his pal Paul.
How VIP do I need to get when he wasn't let into one of the Grammy after parties?
That's funny. All right, so there are four examples of really good pop songs and how they get started and how far they went as a courtesy and a service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Music for Thought, 28 after on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever noticed that successful people tend to succeed again and again? while others fail over and over? What's the difference?
The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, has the answer. The difference is goals.
So try this. Set an activity goal for the week ahead. It should be meaningful and something you will commit to doing.
Let's say you want to get fit and know you need to exercise. Commit to going for a walk 2 times this week.
Then do it for 4 weeks. Then it will be a habit.
After that, you can up the ante, walk longer, faster, or more frequently. But the two keys are to get started and make it a habit.
Goal setting and getting is a habit that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes. Finding a helmet with that perfect fit can be a total crapshoot. Nothing is more annoying than a poorly fitted skid lid. Stay tuned to find out about digital imaging fitment.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The Bell Helmet Company just turned 60. They know a lot about how motorcycle helmets can be made safer with cutting-edge fitment. Bell has invented a new process which scans a rider's head for dimension data fed back into software to create the perfect helmet fit. This service will add about $300 to the cost of a $600 brain bucket. But if you can find Bell at a motorcycle rally-based demo area, you may be able to talk him into scanning your melon for free. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.